No, I think just the same. I thought we did some good things, but we just made it, too many mistakes that were big mistakes, and left a few opportunities out there on the field that we needed to make, and we just didn't make the plays in crucial moments. So, we're going to continue to get back to work, continue to make improvements, and know as an offense we got to score more points.
Does it feel like there's something close there, whether it's drops, whether it's
yelping? Yeah, I mean, you feel like you see the opportunities, you see the plays that we made, and you feel good about those. You see the some of the plays that are out there to be made, and we had good opportunities to make them that we just didn't execute quite well enough. We didn't finish some drives well enough, and so we got to eliminate some of those mistakes that are preventing us from putting points on the board and sustaining drives and converting third downs, but you saw improvement, and hopefully we can build off that.
Eli, when you look at the tape from last week as well as this weekend, and you see mistakes, are they more fundamental? Are they breakdowns mentally? Where do you see
them? No, obviously just the turnovers. Turnovers are always hurt you, and just you have a few drops here. Miss a throw to Reuben on a corner route. Those are just missed opportunities. And so no, I think from a doing the right things, I think guys for the most part are doing the right things, going to the right spot, running the right routes. Understand the protections and doing everything correct in that aspect when we're changing or checking plays. So I think there's a lot of good things and guys are getting things. So I think you're not getting a whole lot of people just doing the wrong thing. It's just more of better execution. And just making the plays that are there to be made.
Eli, so much of the theme last year was the turnovers. People pulling a hair out about the turnovers. Just it was such an effort to kind of get those out. The fact that you're talking about this, blowing a game or losing a game because of turnovers, is it hard to take at some point?
Well, you just got to understand. You just can't have them. I think we're doing a better job of not turning it over as often. I think some of the ones we have were just they were kind of just some weird plays. A tip ball on the first one, and then Omar Shah is just he slips and arm hits the ground, the ball pops out. So guy who it wasn't like he got hit. He's being conscious of it. Just kind of got some bad plays. So I think we are, we've been more conscious of it. We just got to continue to be even better.
Coach brought up the no huddle as one of the things that he got, made a big step forward or progressed in that game. Did you feel that? And what was it about it that you thought worked for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's no huddle. Last 2 weeks has been pretty good to us, and so I think. We did a good job. I think the no huddle is always always better when you can get some first downs and you start getting into a rhythm and going. If you're getting three and outs, it doesn't really serve its purpose. But I think we sustained a lot of drives, had a lot of good drives. I think when you can have some 12 play drives, 13 play drives and get going, it does give the offense advantage, can tire out the defense a little bit, slow down the pass rush and those type of things. And so I thought, we were up to the line, scrimmage quick. We were able to see what the defense was doing, get into some good protections, get into better runs, check some things. And I think, it's gone well for us, and hopefully we can continue to do it and do it well.
Can you use it more, is it something that you have to sort of pick and choose your spots with?
I think we used it a decent amount throughout the game. I think you want to be able to mix it up a little bit, but even when we huddle, we try to be a fast operation and get in and out of the huddle quickly. But sometimes you want to change personnel. You change personnel, it kind of takes the no huddle out of it because you give the defense a chance to substitute, and it slows things down. So it depends how much we want to substitute and get into different personnel.
Is there a sense in you saying we better get a win soon, or this can go south real fast?
Well, I think when you're 0-2, you want to get a win soon, and so we got the Texans coming in. We got another home game, so hopefully, we got to get better, but we got to do it soon. We don't have a whole lot of time to keep waiting to get better. So I thought there's improvements. We got to keep getting better. We got to start making the big plays. We've got to start playing better in the the clutch situations, and so we'll get better, or just at our preparation and having better answers for circumstances that come up during the game.
On that first interception, when a guy trips like that when he's going into route, does that hurt? Because maybe it takes away kind of a target for you to aim at.
Yeah, especially off of pressure, and so it kind of he's kind of my hot throw on that, and he trips it, kind of puts me in an awkward situation. The guy kind of coming on you in pressure, and so I think I'm probably. Tried to pull it back a little bit, or maybe hoping he would regain his footing. I didn't want to throw it line drive and throw it high right to a guy. And so just kind of a bad scenario. But I'd do a better job just taking a sack there and not turn the ball over.
I mean that's hard. I mean you just take a sack. A sack is a failure. I know it's better than an interception, so it's a hard thing
right.
to rectify.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there, I guess there's, it just kind of depends. You kind of know you got you're hot, you're getting ready to throw it, the guy's running on you, and you you see him trip, you just got to kind of pull it down and it's hard to throw it away in that circumstance with the guy running on you. You don't really have a place to throw it away, so it's just kind of got stuck in a bad circumstance, but I got to make a better decision.